It's 4:31. You're listening to 105 Drive with Lee Chambers, sitting in for Julian Clover. And my guest today is historian and tutor Midge Gillies. Hello, Midge.
Hello. Hi.
Now, you're based at the Institute for Continuing Education at Madingley Hall. Tell me a little bit about the Institute, or ICE.
Well, it's a fantastic place. Have you ever been to it?
I have, but not to study, but it is a beautiful place, isn't it?
Yes, and it's particularly beautiful at the moment because the daffodils are out and the blossoms out, so it looks really beautiful. So it's a Tudor mansion, and we offer all sorts of courses there. I teach creative writing, it's just a wonderful place to come and study with lots of different people. We have lots of open access courses, so it's kind of the Cambridge experience, but I would say maybe a lot friendlier than perhaps you might think Cambridge can be at times.
And it is affiliated to the university.
Yeah, it's part of the university.
So you have to be really, really clever to go there.
You do not, no. But I mean, that's why I really enjoy teaching there, because in a class I might have people who've left school at 14, and I've had a professor in my class, but you don't find out until later on, and we've all got something we can bring to the class. So, you know, I might have a student who says, oh, well, you know, I'm not very clever, but then she'll be mad keen on gardening and say, this is the proper name for this flower, and this is how you can plant a daffodil or something, and use that in her writing. So it's just a wonderful place to be. Yeah.
And you're talking about your classes and your teaching. What do you teach?
So I teach non-fiction. So I teach online. I teach short courses, so I help people who are thinking of writing their memoir or a biography about someone else, or I've just taught a term which is part of our part-time and undergraduate course, a certificate in non-fiction, and we looked at how you write interesting history with lots of stories, and how you write about place or landscape, or tell the story of anything that's true but make it kind of interesting, you know, make it live on the page.
I bet it's interesting hearing people who are writing their memoirs, because we've all got a story inside.
Yes, I just love that. I mean, not just because I'm very nosy, but, you know, I've had a wonderful woman who'd was in probably her 80s, and she'd come from Austria on the kinder transport to Cambridge, and she was remembering what it was like being Jewish and growing up in Austria, and what it meant to her to come by herself to Cambridge. And you think, you know, how often can you meet an amazing woman like that?
But I suppose also part of your job is, it's not just the extraordinary stories like that, it's finding the extraordinary in the ordinary.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, persuading people that you can write about anything and make it compelling, and you don't necessarily need to aim for publication. You might be writing for yourself or your grandchildren, and, you know, how do you try to explain to a grandchild what it's like, maybe if you grew up in the Second World War, not to have internet or mobile phones, and when, you know, sweets were rations. So it's being aware of who you're writing for and bringing that to life.
Are there mainly then arts-based courses at Madingley Hall?
No, there's also, you can study science as well, and all sorts of things, really. It's just kind of a fantastic place to come and just really enjoy learning.
And what are the criteria if you want to apply for a course then?
Well, so there's a whole mixture. So you can come and do a course that isn't accredited, that's completely open access. You just, you know, think this is the course for me, and you can do that. Or if you want something that's a bit more committed and serious, you can do an accredited course. So you could do the certificate in creative writing, or you could do the next level up, which is the diploma, where I would want to see that you had already done a bit of workshopping, or you could even go as far as the master's in creative writing or another subject.
And this year you're being part of the Literary Festival, which takes place, let's remind people, from the 18th to the 23rd of April. Is this the first time?
Yes, so it's something I've wanted to do for a really long time, because I think it's a fantastic literary festival, and a lot of our students already go to it, but I wanted to really shout about Madingley Hall and say, come to Madingley Hall, it's a fantastic place. And so we're doing this kind of pre-festival event with the Literary Festival, and we've got an author coming to talk about her new book. So this is Lucy Hughes Hallett, who won every non-fiction prize going for her book The Pike, but has now gone over to the dark side and written a novel. So she's going to talk about what it's like
crossing the Rubicon.
Yes. So what it's like to kind of feel that freedom to write in a different way. So that's going to be fun. Then we've got we thought, let's go the whole hog. So we've got a literary dinner in the evening. So we've got Tom Holland, who's a popular historian who's on telly quite a bit. Then we've got Ellie Griffiths, who's a crime writer. She's got a series set in Norfolk. And then we've got We've got the person who owns Fitzbillies, Tim Hayward, who also writes about food. And then we've got loads of kind of workshops, which our tutors are running, covering lots of different subjects. So Sue Tedden's writing about, talking about writing for radio. Sarah Burton's going to be talking about different forms of writing. I'm going to talk about the road to publication. We've got Natasha Pulley, who's a local writer, who also writes historical fantasy. We've got someone else, Rick Harvey, talking about writing for TV, and Derek Neiman writing about nature. I hope I've not left anyone out. So it's quite action-packed.
That is action-packed, yeah. And you're covering all the bases there.
Well, we just kind of picked some of the things we do. You know, we've also got an open weekend on, or open day on the 1st of April, and again, we've got other more broad courses, not just creative writing, but again, we've got Pippa Goodhart, who writes for children. So the next few weeks are really exciting at Madingley Hall.
So this sort of mini festival, as it were, a pre-festival, people can just turn up, can they just...
It's best if they book, because, you know, I would hate you to be disappointed. And so if you go onto our website, the Institute of Continuing Education's website, and there's a link actually on your website to it as well, you'll see more about what I've just been giving you a kind of taster of, and pick what appeals to you and book, because, as I say, you know, numbers are picking up, and it would be a shame if you couldn't get a place.
What a nice way to spend a day, just kind of drifting around Madingley Hall, going talks about literature.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place to work and to study.
And what are you writing at the moment?
Well, I finished a book about army wives in the summer, so I'm a bit like an actor. I'm just resting, because, writing nonfiction, it takes about 4 years to write a book, so you don't want to rush into the next thing and think, oh, I'm a bit bored of this. So you need to kind of think about what to do next.
So resting between engagements.
I am, yes.
Okay, well, if people want more information, the website is ice.cam.ac.uk/litfest.
That sounds right.
Yes. It's a nifty little address.
Yes.
ice.cam.ac.uk/litfest. And will you be attending all of them, Midge?
Well, some of them coincide, so I can't be in every place at the same time. But I know, and they need to clone me. So I'm going to be at the dinner, the book launch, and I'll be doing my own seminar on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday I'll be going to one of those events as well. So I'll be there for a lot of the time.
And these events are aimed at anybody. You don't need to have a particular background in this. Just like reading and books.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's just a chance to come and talk to authors, hear what they're saying, pick up some ideas, feel inspired. I mean, I love going to author events, because it's just really interesting to see how people get ideas, where they take them, what setbacks they might have had, how they overcome them, and just the world of publishing, which is such a strange place anyway, you know. Just come and have a nice time, really.
I agree with you. And often you can think with an author, you know, they're published, they're up on this pedestal, and then when you meet them, you realise they've got the same insecurities and doubts about their writing as everybody.
Definitely, and that's true of everyone who'll be there at the weekend. And, you know, for example, all the people who are speaking at the literary dinner, they're all really lovely, down-to-earth people, you know, who are very... almost surprised by their success. And you think, well, like Ellie Griffiths has won the Dagger in the Library Award for crime fiction, and she's kind of the nicest person you could think of. And you think, well, that's great, really, if someone that nice can be successful.
That's good. We want them to be nice.
Yes.
Lovely. That website address again, ice.cam.ac.uk/litfest. Thanks, Midge.
Thank you.